Their voices reminded Ouray again of the ancient time when the grizzly bear taught the hunters a special dance and the songs that went with it. "When you sing these songs," the bear had said, "you show respect for the spirit of all bears." Ouray began to dance, and he began to sing. The bear turned from the tree and looked straight into his eyes. Without flinching, Ouray shouted to the bear, "Teach me how to be strong and wise." Lowering its massive head, the grizzly bared its teeth and charged. This wasn't what Ouray expected. Shocked into action, he ran with all the strength he could muster. In a flash, the bear caught up with Ouray and, with one sweep of its paw, smashed him to the ground. Ouray curled up as tightly as he could. All he could think about was escaping from the raging, snarling beast that had completely overpowered him. Suddenly, Ouray heard someone yelling. He could barely make out the figure of a man standing a short distance away and waving his arms from side to side. The bear released Ouray and went after the man, who bolted down the side of the cliff and squeezed inside a small cave just as the bear caught up with him. Unable to pry the man from his hiding place, the bear gave one final snort and wandered off. The stranger crawled out, dusted himself off, and climbed up the cliff toward Ouray. Richard Wetherill could see that the Ute boy was in terrible shape. There was no time to take him back to his own village. Richard whistled. In response, a black and white horse came trotting along the bottom of the canyon.
"We're up here, Pete,"
Richard shouted. The horse carefully picked its way through the rocks and, neighing softly, stopped beside his owner. Richard Wetherill tied his bandana around Ouray's shoulder to stop the bleeding as well as he could. Then he gently picked up the injured boy and lifted him into the saddle.